Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get on up.
Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. No, I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not for Breeze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick.
Don't ruin science.
Sorry.
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh, yes it is. Welcome to Tuesday, team.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all this morning?
Excellent, thank you.
Sounds good.
Good to hear.
Yesterday was actually quite a lovely day, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it turned out okay.
And then this morning, the rain kicked back in. I was like, sideways rain, yeah. No!
Last night, it came on hot and heavy again. Mm. We had a little fire outside. Had a perfect fire.
How romantic.
And then the rain kicked in.
Oh.
Filled the fire with rain. I was like, get out of here.
Extinguished your fire.
I know. Now I've walked past this one with like dirty ashes that are all floating. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Ash and like muddy sort
Yes. We had a tub fill up in the rain. We've kind of used it as a blocker so Gianni the dog can't get behind the garage there. But it tipped over and filled up with water. And I was like, well, this is annoying. I'll tip it out. But now there's all this stagnant water just lying there near the garage. I didn't tell my husband because he'd probably be like, why did you tip it out there and not somewhere where there's a drain? I didn't think about that. I'm sorry.
Anyway, sorry, Mr. Harper.
Sorry. So hopefully the mosquitoes, we don't get a nice day and I get all these mosquitoes because it's basically a swamp.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're a long way from mosquito season as far as I understand.
Right. No Ross River virus.
Not yet.
That's one positive going on.
Yes.
Yeah. No mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes.
Yes. Flooding everywhere else. Everything's bad.
Yeah,
oh,
goodness.
Yeah. Sydney is wild at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
135,000 people or something evacuated.
It's pretty crazy, isn't
Did
it?
Did you see the footage of the woman who was stranded? She was actually clinging to a tree.
Yes.
And the SES had to throw her ropes and
give her a life jacket.
Buoyancy devices.
Yeah,
yeah. That was so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I was wondering when the SES like swam across to get to her. And then I was like, how are they going to get back?
Yes.
He gets out there. Oh, damn it.
We're all stuck here.
Can you guys send somebody out for me, please?
Because it seems like one of those things, like, I'll get to her and I'll save her. You get here and you're like, oh, no.
Hang on, now there's two people to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wild
scenes. Like when you used to get your tennis ball in a tree and so you throw your frisbee up and then that'll get stuck.
Yeah,
and
then you throw the cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the fire department have to come.
It's the whole thing, you know? Yeah. It's a big show, though, as always. Alpha Bucks, your chance at $10,000 at 7 and 8 a.m. We have tickets to the Knights versus Rabbitohs for you and three mates. We've got those happening because that game's, of course, this Friday night.
The boys are hot off that win.
Oh.
Come on. The momentum is here.
Oh.
Come on.
Momentum.
Try to stop the Knights train.
Mm-hmm.
One win. We're going to the big dance. We're
it's
going
a
to
knight versus a rabbit. I mean, come on.
It's a one-game streak, Ducko.
Here we go.
Hey, man, I'm with you.
I'm
all aboard the train. I'm all aboard the train. Let's do it.
Choo-choo.